This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Ken Holtz, currently doing plumbing course 6129, currently in week number 4.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Tom.
So, Ken, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Before and currently, I'm working for IKEA in Southampton in kitchen sales.
So you're on the plumbing course?
Yeah.
Have you always been interested in plumbing then?
Not so plumbing, but certainly the trades themselves. The idea would, to look at working for myself and go self-employed.
Have you got any previous experience then in the trades?
None whatsoever. No, all my experience has sort of been retail based, but just looking for a different career path.
How are you finding the studying the theory part of the course?
It's quite heavy going at points, but it's obviously quite interesting. I think once you get into the college, it starts to make a little bit more sense.
So you're on your practical training now, and you're on your fourth week. How have you found that?
Really interesting and quite exciting, actually. It's nice to meet other students who are sort of similar ability to yourself. It's good fun sort of putting all the theory into practice and seeing how it all sort of links together.
Can you tell us what you've been doing in those 4 weeks and how you found it?
First sort of week really was looking at sort of basic copper work and copper bending, pipe bending, then sort of bathroom installation. It was quite good, to say, working with other people, sometimes in pairs, and just really sort of absorbing the knowledge and the experience from the tutors as well. And then after that, really, it was looking at sort of low carbon steel and sort of cutting and threading that. And then this week really has been sort of focused on central heating systems. And also sort of airing covered assessments as well, and sort of practical work.
What are your plans then when you finish the course?
For myself, it's ideally to get a job working for sort of a big company from a bit of a security point of view, maybe sort of 3-4 years experience there. And so eventually the idea is to sort of go out alone and become self-employed and work for myself.
What would you say your favourite part of the course has been so far?
It's really the assessments and sort of the actual practical hands-on. Obviously, it's in a controlled environment, and you can do bits and pieces at home, sort of changing taps and things. But when you start doing full bathroom installations, it's a little bit different. Doing it in a controlled environment for me is being the key.
So, Ken, what tips then or advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber?
I guess it's do some background research into it first, so you really know what you're letting yourself in for. And really see if it's something that you're going to be interested in. But really put the time in with regards to the theory study. And really when you're on actual practical weeks, again, really submerge yourself into it and be very much hands-on, be sort of, a real competitor into it as well, and sort of to partake and sort of get the most out.
So, Ken, if you had to sum up then your whole course so far and your whole experience you've had with Train for Trade Skills and what you've thought about the course, what would you say?
I think it's been really insightful. It's been good fun. Quite a challenge, a lot more challenge than I perhaps thought, but maybe a bit naive on my point of view. But I've certainly taken a lot from it. Sort of look forward to completing it and, as I say, starting my new career.
Okay, Ken, that's great. Thank you for joining us.
Cheers, Tom.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.